Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, that describes today, right? It's hotter than hell out there. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday. The weekend is almost here. And yes, I guess tonight will be another 80s night. I look forward to it, maybe even more than you. I don't know that tonight's going to be any kind of a special 80s night on my Instagram account. But live just after 9 o'clock, 80s night, Scoot on the Air Instagram. It's just our way of being fun, being silly, being stupid. And we are going to look for a way to make 80s night happen when this all eases. So what do you think of Mayor Cantrell's new restrictions on bars and restaurants? Nobody will be seating at the bar. No bar seating. That has to be at tables. And, you know, actually, I've seen as I've walked down Bourbon Street on my afternoon walk. I don't walk every afternoon, but when I walk, I take a look in places. And there are some places where I see, like, the entire bar filled with people. And I doubt that they're all from the same family. And then there are other places, like the Bourbon Pub, that seems to have set up tables inside, which is what the mayor is asking everybody to do now. Set up tables so there's only table seating and everybody's not crowded around the bar. And, you know, I haven't been into a bar situation since all this started, but I do understand the idea that, you know, you start to have a couple of beverages and maybe you loosen your rules a little bit. Maybe you relax a little bit and things totally change. So I'm not sure that this is a bad idea. I mean, if bars are going to open, if restaurants are going to open, one thing that I've always talked about as a mask wearer is we need to still practice social distancing, and we should still wear masks. So if places aren't doing that, if everybody's like belly up at the bar, if everybody's crowding around a bar, you know, just because a bar is open doesn't mean it's safe. And so because of the spike in numbers, this is a measure the mayor felt like she had to take. If we as people, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, if we as people did a better job of being responsible for our behavior, then this whole thing would not be escalating like it is now. And in places like Texas and Arizona and Phoenix, they're getting close to running short on hospital beds. And that was the big fear in the beginning. That's why we shut everything down. It wasn't so much that everybody was going to die. It's that people couldn't be treated. And there was going to be no room for them to be treated. It seems like we're kind of getting back to that a little bit. And, you know, let's just hope that collectively, as a city, as a state, and as a country, we come together and start doing a little better job of social distancing. It seems obvious to me that wearing a mask and social distancing is something that really does help. There is a new survey out showing that 2/3 of Americans believe that they are gaining weight since the pandemic. And the big problem is snacking. So we'll talk about that. What are you snacking on? Also, there was a Supreme Court ruling today. And it was a ruling both for and against President Trump. And this is about his taxes. And so it looks as if the Supreme Court and even the two Trump appointees, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, they ruled against the president here. The reason I think this is good, not because they ruled against the president, but because it shows a sign that the Supreme Court is about the law and the Constitution. And it's not about politics. because it shouldn't be about politics. I don't care what president appoints you to the Supreme Court. It should be about the rule of law and the Constitution. So it's interesting that prosecutors will be able to get a hold of the president's taxes. But apparently the Supreme Court gave the president a temporary victory by sending it back to a lower court. So we're not going to see anything until after the election. But the president still has to be concerned, because if there's something dramatically wrong with his taxes, he could be indicted. And the president has to deal with the idea that the two men that he appointed to the Supreme Court, and as you know, the president demands loyalty, but the Supreme Court should not be about loyalty. So they ruled against the president, and they have not ruled on his side. Both of them as a pair have not ruled on his side with everything that has come before them very recently. Also, another record week for unemployment in America. Are you still working? Are you still out of work? Would you ever consider a career change? Have you ever changed your job? Have you ever changed your career? And how did that work out? Sometimes I don't think we should be so afraid to make changes. Also, according to another survey, I just lost track here. We covered that survey. Oh, by the way, there is a real attempt, as you know, to get people back to school. And when you think about how young people are affected, or not affected in many cases, does it seem to you like going back to school is going to be possible? I know for many parents, getting kids back in school is crucial, because they have jobs, they have things to do, and it's not that the schools are a daycare center, but people count on kids being in school. Maybe not this time of year, camp this time of year, but parents count on kids being in school so they can do their jobs as parents and as also employees. So is it time to let the schools reopen? House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California had this to say about schools reopening.
If we have found ways for restaurants, casinos, and others to open, we must find ways for our daycare and our schools to open safely.
Yeah, does that make sense to you? I mean, it kind of makes sense to me. I don't think we should rush, and I'm not an expert in the matter, but when you consider how young people are affected by this, and when you think about things that can be done to social distance and wear masks, are you confident that schools can open up? White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany had this to say about the president and his comments about going back to school.
The president wants us to go back to school safely. Our children depend on it. These schools are essential, and I think he stands on the side of parents across this country who want to see their kids back in school, who want to see make sure that their kids don't fall behind in education.
Okay, so we can talk about that this afternoon as well. If you're a parent, are you ready for your kids to go back to school? If you're a student, if you're a young person, and you have somehow discovered this show and you're actually listening to this show, I'd love to hear from you. Our number is area code 504-260-1870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, I need to know if kids will go back to school because I need to know whether to buy school supplies and more alcohol. So, you know, here's somebody who's like really thinking about the reality of this situation. School supplies, alcohol. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Here is a text that says, not for childcare. My 15-year-old is in a depression because she hasn't hardly seen others besides us since March. We are social beings and we need to stop living in fear. If we are at high risk, stay home, but others should be able to move about. The virus is not ever leaving us. So isn't our mental health worth something do we not care if we die from suicide, only if we die from COVID? You know, that's a good point. I mean, emotionally, this pandemic has had a tremendous impact on a hell of a lot of people. I don't consider being careful living in fear. And I reject the idea from people who are hardcore non-mask wearers that if I wear a mask, I'm living in fear. I can tell you that I'm not living in fear. I'm just doing what I think I need to do as an American. I'm doing what I think I need to do for me and for the whole pandemic. In the same way that I'm not living in fear if I fasten my seatbelt. There's enough evidence out there indicating that I'm safer. I've got a better chance of surviving an accident if I fasten my seatbelt. So that's why I do it. So fastening your seatbelt is not living in fear. All right, if you want to join us, 504-260-1870. And it's that's our text line as well, 504-260-1870. Slim is joining us on WWL. Hey, Slim, how are you? Hello, Slim.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you doing good today?
Yes, I'm doing good.
Yeah. You being careful?
Yes, I'm being careful. Yeah, being careful.
Okay. Are you staying inside? Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. You know, it's so hot outside. I mean, who wants to go outside anyway, right?
So, first of all, I feel like a slave ship out there. Everybody feel like a slave ship out there.
Well, I don't know anything about a slave ship, but I'm sure those were hot too, because it wasn't like the Love Boat. They didn't have any air conditioning, so that had to be brutal for everybody coming across the ocean back in those days. So, you taking care of yourself?
Yes, sir.
All right, Slim. Well, I appreciate you taking. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Channel 4 need to be on the show. Channel 4.
That you, I'm sorry, you won? Oh, you want to know about Sheba? I saw Sheba this morning. I saw her this afternoon. She was doing the noon news. Did you watch Sheba Turk today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's very pretty, isn't she?
I've heard about she need to be on the show. She need to be on the show.
She needs to be on this show?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I'll talk to Sheba. Maybe we'll get her on one day, Slim. And if we get Sheba on the show, then, you know, you need to call in and I'll try to let you talk to Sheba. But we'll reach out to her and see if we can get her on the show one day.
Okay, all right.
All right, Slim, listen, I appreciate your call. And always happy to have you listening and calling us. And you have a great afternoon and stay safe, okay?
Okay, all right, take care.
All right, Slim, you too. Yeah, Slim calls us once in a while. Always happy to talk to Slim. So, presidential hopeful, Kanye West. I mean, the guy says he's serious about running for president. So now he has opened up with some political platform information. He is bashing Planned Parenthood. And he says that he's running for president of the United States because we must now realize the promise of America will happen by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. And he said this in an interview with Forbes magazine. So, you know, some people think this is like, you know, crazy stuff, but, you know, there are those who think, okay, the guy, well, he's acting. Like he's serious. Anyway, he bashes Planned Parenthood, and we'll tell you about that when we come back. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 504-260-1870. That's our text line, 504-260-1870. President Kanye West, First Lady Kim Kardashian. You know, he's pretty much a conservative. Those of you who think you have nothing in common with Kanye West, some of you are going to love his opinion of Planned Parenthood. I'll tell you about that. We'll get to more of your calls when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. This is the new single from Kanye West's upcoming album, God's Country. The song is called Wash Me in the Blood. All right, so maybe it's not a publicity stunt. Maybe it is. He's got an upcoming album, but Kanye West says he's running for president. Listen to what he says about Planned Parenthood. Kanye West says, I am pro-life because I'm following the word of the Bible. As you know, Kanye West has become a person of God. And he's got this ranch in Wyoming. And I think we're about a couple of comments away from starting a cult. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Anyway, here's what Kanye says about Planned Parenthood. He says, Planned Parenthoods have been inside of cities, placed there by white supremacists to do the devil's work. Now, many of you might not agree with Kanye West. You might not like his genre of music, but a lot of you must love the fact that he's pro-life because he's following the word of the Bible. And he says Planned Parenthood is doing the devil's work. If you do want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 504-260-1870. And apparently Mark Cuban and Elon Musk have tweeted out support for Kanye West. Let me get to a couple of these texts. Here's a text that says, Hi, Scoot. Kanye is a Trump supporter, so him running for president will guarantee Trump's reelection. It'll split the vote with Biden. His fans will vote for him. A great plan. Another comment says, hey, Scoot, if Kanye West runs for president, Donald J. Trump walks right back into the White House. Another one says, I think Kanye has got the right idea. If he's on the ballot, I'm absolutely voting for him. Moreover, we can save taxpayer dollars because there's already a wing of the White House named after him. Interesting. All right, from Kenner. Debbie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Okay, let's go to Derek in Mandeville. Derek, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah, I really enjoy your show. You have a lot of good comments, but I was listening a few minutes ago, and you said that you were happy that the Supreme Court is not political. You cannot believe that. Come on, man.
Well, I'm happy when the Supreme Court shows signs that it's about the law and it's not political. And there have been signs throughout history that the Supreme Court does not always act as political as some people think it's going to act when a president makes a big deal about appointing somebody to the Supreme Court. Because you've got the two justices that in this case that went against President Trump. And they went against him because based on legal precedent, especially with the Clinton versus Paula Jones case, they felt like they had to rule this way. So it wasn't about political payback for being appointed to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is, how do you know them two that voted against it wasn't forced to by a Democrat? That's what I'm saying. It's all political. I mean, I don't understand how whenever these people are in these high, you know, officials, they're all political. Every one of them. I don't care if they go on Trump's side or the Democrat side. It's all political, and I'm not on either side.
I refuse to believe that when it comes to the Supreme Court, and there have been many examples in the past of justices showing that they're not being political. I'm not saying that they're not. Always not political. I'm sure they are sometimes, and they certainly have their political leanings. But when you get to the Supreme Court, I would like to think that it's about the law and it's not about politics, even though your political views may come into play. But it's really more about what is the law. I mean, you can disagree with something as a person, but when you're there on the Supreme Court, I'd like to think that you can make a decision based on the law and the Constitution.
Well, And I agree with that also, but not just in the Supreme Court issue. I'm talking about life. Life should not go Democrat, Republican, independent. It should be the individual. Who cares what party you're in?
No, Derek, I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, I constantly talk about the fact that I'm a registered independent, and I consider myself to be a radical moderate because, you know, I have opinions when it comes to everything, and I totally agree with you that, you know, we should not be beholden to political parties, and a lot of people are. But there are a lot of Republicans and a lot of independents and a lot of Democrats who will vote for the best candidate regardless of their party affiliation.
Right. And that's how I am. I mean, yeah. I'm a Republican, but if I don't think my Republican candidate is better than a Democrat, I'm going to vote for the Democrat. I'm going to vote for the best person.
Well, I think that's just the way we all should be, Derek. But unfortunately, there are far too many people who just, you know, follow the lead. They're sheeple. They find comfort in being defined by a political ideology. And maybe there are people like you and me and others who are confident enough to where, you know, I don't have to carry the name Republican or Democrat with me. I don't have to do everything that the party says. I'm going to do what I think is best, and I'm going to have an opinion based on what I think the merits of the topic are, and not filter everything through a liberal or a conservative political prism. So I respect you being the way you are.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is, a lot of people, they vote thinking they're selfish. Oh, he's going to make my life better, or she's going to make my life better.
Yeah.
Think beyond that. Think about everybody. Is this person going to make everything better? Don't just think about yourself.
Well, you know, that's Derek. That's so true. And people are selfish. You know, if you think about my business, I'm in talk radio. I do social media stuff. So if I'm getting material every day from President Trump, then President Trump is good for my business. Does that mean I should vote for President Trump because he's good for my business? Or should I vote for him because I think he's the best person to be president of the United States? And that's what a lot of people face. Do you vote for somebody because it's good for your business or your personal life, or because you think it's best for the country?
Yep, I totally agree. Everybody is out for themselves now, and that's sad. Yeah. If we look after each other, we'd be a lot better country.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the fact that you are speaking out, because you know sometimes it's just the far right, the far left that love to bitch and love to complain and love to get involved in the controversial topics. But I love that there's somebody like you. And this is the reason for this show, to give people who are not hardcore right or left, which is the majority of the country and the majority of this city and this state and this whole region, to give them a place where they really feel at home. Like it's not right or left. It's like, you know, let's just talk about what's best for us and what's best for the country. So appreciate the call, Derek. Let's go to New Orleans. And Cosmo, welcome to WWL. Okay, let's go to Dwayne on the North Shore.
Good, how you doing?
I'm good, Dwayne.
Actually, I got two things. One is just listening to you talk about candidates. And it's funny because there was a show back in the 80s, a movie, I mean, there was a movie back in the 80s called Brewster's Million. And with Richard
Brewster's
Pryor.
Million. I never saw it. But I heard the title.
He had this thing on there where he decided he was going to run for office, but he didn't say, don't vote for me. Vote for none of the above. And I think, unfortunately, that's what we are with society right now. Let's just vote for none of the above. So, coming to that era. But the reason why I called was Ted Chipahola just announced that they are going virtual from 7th through 12th grade this year. So, no in school. And I think that's where society is going right now. I think that's what everybody's going to kind of do. The younger ones need to have interaction more than the older ones who are more interactive virtually nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but it's certainly right now, because we're about a month away from some schools opening up, that this is a big topic of discussion. Do schools open up, and what does that look like? And are parents, you know, feeling confident enough to send their kids back to school? Hey, Dwayne, man, thanks for calling the show. If you do want to join us with a comment, our number is 504-260-1260. 1-870. That is also our text line, 504-260-1870. You know, through all of this, we try to be positive on this show, and just we need to remind ourselves and remind each other that, you know, we just have to look at the positive side. And I know there's a lot of negative, but think of the positive things that you have learned from what has happened. Think of the positive things that you have learned from how your life has changed. And when we face challenges in our lives, there usually is a gift for us in those challenges. Sometimes it's not so obvious, but we all have the responsibility to try to find what is the gift that I can find in this challenge. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. So there's a lot of talk now about schools opening up. And as you heard President Trump this week say, he was going to use his administration to put pressure on governors of states to reopen all of the schools. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, had this to say about schools reopening and the kids.
And everybody I know wants to open up the schools. Indeed, a large percentage, overwhelmingly, the teachers want to open up the schools. But it has to be safe for the children.
And I know many of you were just, you know, waiting to hear from Nancy Pelosi, that your day would not be complete without hearing Nancy Pelosi's comments on this. So that's why we bring it to you here on the show. Here's a text that says, how is my 7-year-old going to do virtual school while both of his parents are working? Well, you know, that's a big problem. It is a huge problem because people base their lives on kids being in school. And whatever gave us the indication that, like, kids would not be in school? If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 504-260-1870. And from New Orleans, Cosmo, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I know you've been talking about mask wearing for much of the week and last week. I had voted for Rubio in the primary in 2012. And then, of course, when it came to a general election, I really had no choice. I had to hold my nose and vote for the president. It's a shame that coming up in November, we've got two candidates who I don't really care for. I wish we had better choices. Yeah. But anyway, I voted last week. I voted in the primary, so I did my duty. Mask wearing. I don't think wearing a mask shows any kind of weakness. I think I'm not a medical expert by any ways or means. But look, I don't know about you, but if it can bring any better numbers, bring the cases down. I want to see live music. I want to see live sports.
Yeah.
Anything to get back into some type of near normalcy, I'm all for it. I mean, wearing a mask, I wear one. I wear one to church every weekend. I'm Catholic. I go to church. You gotta. Yeah. I'm just using common sense.
Do you go to communion, Cosmo?
I do.
I haven't gone to communion
I'm
yet.
I'm actually an usher at St. Andrew's in Algiers.
Yeah, since all this started,
I go to communion.
Since all this started, I haven't gone to a communion because I'm just a little concerned about the germ thing. But I'm sure it's okay. I did take communion when I went to the funeral of a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. I did take communion there, but I've stayed away from going to communion just to, I don't know, because I guess I'm still a little paranoid as a germaphobe. But I wear the mask throughout the service.
Well, look, when the mayor first opened up phase one, I would just streamline the masses because the bishop didn't require the obligation. So, and he still hasn't really. But I'm in fairly good health. I'm 62. But my point is, the masses were held in a gymnasium, which you can put more people at the school in St. Andrews. They have a gymnasium. So masses were there for like 3 or 4 weeks. And then they, phase two moved on. They moved in the church, but I went last week. Man, let me tell you, I was standing or sitting where the music choir is during the holidays of Christmas. I wanted to be isolated, and I was. I wanted to stay away. Yeah. Because, you know, at 4 o'clock Mass, I go on a vigil on Saturday evening. There's a lot of elderly people. So just trying to be safe, trying to use some common sense, wear a mask if it can bring any type of normalcy. Thank you.
Cosmo, I appreciate your call. And Cosmo brings up a really good point. You know, what if you started talking about or thinking about, okay, you want concerts to come back? You want live music to come back? You want to be in the stands when the Saints play, when LSU plays, when Tulane plays this fall? Do you want to be there? Do you want them to play and would you like to be there? What if wearing a mask made that more possible? It seems to me that that's the logic, but a lot of people don't accept that that logic. But maybe we should start thinking about it in terms of, do you want stuff back? Then maybe wearing a mask is the best way to get it back. From New Orleans, Jazzy, you're on WWL.
Hi. So
hi.
I was calling because, how you doing?
Good.
I was calling in regards to the kids going back to school. I'm a parent. I have a 9-year-old son, and I honestly do not feel comfortable with my son going back to school. One, wearing a mask 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, including the bus ride, it weakens your immune system. Two, you know, someone made a comment that you said earlier that comparing the kids going back to school with bars opening and restaurants opening. Restaurants and bars are optional. Kids going back to school, that will be mandatory.
So, I mean, well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. Well, I think the... I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jazzy.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, you go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay, so I definitely understand because I'm a parent too, and I do have to go to work too. And trust me, I want a little break for my son as well. But it should be an option. It should be so I have an older mom that my son be around all the time, and I have grandmothers and stuff. He has grandmothers, and they are at high risk. I don't want to. You know, I feel like my son would be okay going to school, but he still can carry the stuff and bring it to them that who are high risk. So I don't feel comfortable with my son going to school. And if school, it should be an option. They should have options for parents that's willing to homeschool and not make it mandatory if that's the case, if they're really willing to put the kids back at school.
Well, I do understand that it's a big issue for a lot of parents in terms of just the daycare aspects of school, Jazzy. And, you know, I would understand a parent saying, hey, look, I'm not comfortable with my kid going back to school. But, you know, my point was, and actually I agreed with Kevin McCarthy from the House of California when he said that, you know, if we can find a way to do this, then maybe we can find a way to do this. And if there's a way to open up bars and restaurants, then maybe there's a way to open up schools safely. Is there? Well, that's the big discussion right now. But listen, good luck with the new school season, however it turns out, and I appreciate your call.
All right, thank you.
All right. If you've got a comment, 504-260-1870, that is our text line as well, 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, why would Pelosi say that kids need to be safe? Kids aren't affected by the virus, along with 99% of the population. I don't. Is it just 1% of the population that is affected by this? The potential is certainly beyond 1% of the population, if it is 1% of the population now, and that's what I think we're trying to avoid, the disease spreading. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get some more of your calls here in just a moment. There's a conversation going on about whether or not you would change your job. Would you totally change your career? If things have not worked out really great for you during the pandemic, would you change your career? Have you ever changed your career? Something else we could talk about. We've got a story on our website about this, WWL.com. But have you ever changed your career? And how did that work out? Because sometimes you can't help but think with your current job, sometimes you've just had enough.
Take this job and...
As you know, I've been doing this for about 50 years now. In fact, this year has been 50 years. I started, you know, pretty young and pretty much stayed with this my whole career. So, I mean, I've gone into television and social media and a few things like that, but it's still the same basic business. I'd love to talk to anybody who totally changed their careers, and maybe it would give confidence to somebody else to, you know, take that chance, take that leap of faith, and maybe try something different And hopefully it works out. Anyway, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. Yeah, of course we like to be with people. You know, we socialize. I mean, even if you're, a reclusive person and somewhat introverted like I am, you know, you still like to be around people. That's human nature. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday. Friday's almost here. It's hot as hell out there, so keep that in mind. Here is a text that says, are these the same scientists telling us to wear a mask that told us to smoke cigarettes 70 years ago? No, those scientists are all dead because they smoked cigarettes 70 years ago. Here is a text that says, I'm in the medical field. I have people complain about how I'm uncomfortable wearing a mask. They need to know how uncomfortable a ventilator is. It's a good point. So the mask still continues to be a topic of discussion. So the Supreme Court today ruled against and in favor of President Trump. Some interesting aspects of that. Mayor Cantrell says new restrictions will take away bar seating in bars and in restaurants that have lounge bar areas. And also, President Trump says his administration will pressure schools to reopen. I'd love to talk to teachers and parents and students. Are you ready for schools to reopen? I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.